perfect day for this shade over our outdoor fitness equipment, which was installed last year, but it's all ready to go now. So for anybody that loves working out outdoors in the Gordon Gardens, there's a chest press, a body pull-up, body twist, leg press, and a setup station. And the equipment's suitable for people of all ages. So now the shade's sale is there during the summer. People can work out more than ever.
Fantastic. Now, fitness instructor, talking of fitness, you're after instructors.
Yeah, so everything this morning is all about fitness, isn't it? So we've also got a Move It project that was funded by the Australian government through Sport Australia Better Ageing Grant. So this is a program that's trying to support older adults to get active, and we're looking for fitness instructors to run the program. So if anybody's got a Certificate 3 in fitness as a minimum, we'd love them to get in touch with our project officer, Zach Egan. Information will be on our website, or they can just ring our customer service and get put in touch with Zach. And we'd love to have some fitness instructors who can help us deliver that program for our older community.
Another good one for this time of the year and the weather, you're getting some solar panels information.
That's right. So MASH, which is a solar bulk buy organisation, are delivering an information session next Tuesday at 6 o'clock in our community hub at Maryborough. So people can come along and find out what it involves, what the cost is of installing the solar panels. And they get an opportunity also to speak with a solar installer, specialist solar, who can tell them, you know, what's involved. So if anyone's thinking about installing solar, this is a great program. It reduces the cost for them, and it'd be great if they came along to that information session. Otherwise, they can also just go onto MASH's website and have a look at the information there as well.
It's a bit of a no-brainer in a way, isn't it? I mean, I know there are obviously setup costs involved with it, but when you look at it over a period of time, and particularly with the changing climate, the one thing, even though we've got the old El Nino this time round, you could expect that there's going to be more sun. Well, the same amount of sun, but it's going to be hotter. So it makes sense, doesn't it?
I think definitely if you're in central Victoria, most certainly we get a lot of sun. So, it's a really fantastic initiative so that people can reduce their power bills, because we know that power bills can be one of the biggest expenses for a household, and solar panels most certainly can help people reduce that cost and also improve the climate. So.
Yep. They certainly
can. Very important initiative, yeah.
My word. All right, Lucy, listen, as always, fantastic to catch up. You have yourself a great week, and we'll chat again next week.
Great, thank you.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfield Shire, on the Wake Up Call.